Oma, hi.
Hi.
What is the reason we are here today?
Today is Earth Day celebration week starts in Auroville, and Upasana is hosting the first event, and we decided to start with children. So we are inviting them under Small Steps umbrella, and this year's campaign is Take a Small Steps. Not necessarily focusing around what we do or run a Small Steps as a project, but we are focusing on the attitude that we all have to take a small steps or do something for the planet or for the greener future. And bringing children over here is a beautiful symbolic gesture, because they are the one who will be making the difference.
That is so true. So what do you prepare for them?
Right now there is a more fun item than anything serious. They are going to walk on the canvas, and there will be color on their feet, and it's normal, very safe colors. We have chosen it. They are going to paint each other's face. They all will be knowing, or there will be somebody talking to them in small steps, and they are going to paint a bag which is having that as a language, or rather a message, that what is the small steps for the green future to them. So we are not taking, or we are not making anything serious at all, on really relaxed, but just for a symbolic gesture that they come together, they are happy. And it is also a work culture of Upasana that we are transcending to just be a manufacturing or design unit, but unit which is opening itself to the larger family, larger participation, and many level of interaction than just producing. And that is for us as a stretching the canvas.
These are the small steps you're taking as a working unit.
Yes, these are my small steps towards integral business. The business has to integrate with life.
But how the work is accepted? That
they are more happy and excited than me. They have been preparing for the event, which is 3 o'clock. They could have started after lunch. Half of the team, or rather 4 or 5 of them, have been working since morning as if there's going to be a big party or the wedding at home, and there's a flower cleaning up leaf and putting Sunamika together. There's a lot going on, and I have been silently watching, saying, wow, their heart really connects to it. They're really happy to do that. My reception has stopped working in the reception, and she's sitting over there and preparing, and they have pulled out camera. They're taking pictures, blew balloons up, and wow, they're happy. No doubt.
That's good. But you said about integral business, you're taking small steps in that too, probably, yeah? So-called small steps.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What that would be?
Small steps is attitude. You have to take always, and you're always expanding your own capacity of expression. And we constantly do that. And it is not that we talk about it. We constantly do that without even people know about it at all. That last 1 month, every Saturday, we have stopped working and have done recycling together. We have talked about very seriously to our team in Upasana that what that would be, that Upasana becomes a zero waste concept or place. Does it mean that we are able to recycle everything what we generate as a waste? And I was talking to 40 people who come from, 80% of them come from the villages, and they have never heard things like that, and say, yes, we can do it. We will really be able to recycle what we do. And you see, there are more than 100, 200 different design and concept which has come out of that thought pattern, which is not designed by us as a designer, but is designed by the people who came from bioregion of Auroville, and they have been doing it. Volunteers are doing it. Children are doing it. Parents are doing it. And it had been open for last 4 or 5 weeks, and we are so excited that we really want to stretch it forward in the future. And that would be our small steps towards the sustainability, towards a zero waste management as a concept, and recycle, reuse, when we talk about what do we really mean.
What about how you choose material? You started to get conscious on that area too?
That had been for since day one in Upasana. Mm-hmm. We have never worked with the synthetic materials. We don't do. We work with only natural fiber, and we also work with the traditional textile of India. So there is this cultural and ecological concern had been a day one in our working process. That's there.
That is already natural.
That's already over there. Now, running a small steps as a campaign, which is mapped on the national level and running by the different volunteers across India and also outside India, Auroville celebrating small steps inside Auroville is very small part of a larger small steps for us. It's a more of a symbolic signature that you also do something at home. But there is a campaign of small steps is running on the virtual world for quite some time. There are a lot of things going on around it.
That's true. And you said people from bioregion, they accepted that well.
They are very excited. If I see their creativity, they are really far. And they really mean it. It is fantastic.
But do you think they practice that at home?
No, they don't. They still have not come to them so closely. But I know people who have stopped taking plastic bags, and most of our people do. But taking it, being very active socially and in their context is still not there. They're a bit shy and they say, nobody will listen to us. But they understand that it makes sense and they themselves do follow. But for that sake, even 60% of Auroville has to think about it, because I've seen so many Aurovillians walking around in Pondé carrying plastic bags.
It's so true. It's like a brand.
Just laugh. Yeah, but whatever, there is a sense of unconsciousness we also carry, or we are so much in a hurry that we didn't have a bag and we hook ourselves with so many bags. And it's funny, when I look at them, I say, hey guys, what is this? And they
say, ah! Well, but we were talking about that. What about in monsoon time? You got any solution for that?
No, you can have one plastic bag to protect in monsoon, of course, but you need just one. But in one lifetime, we have 10,000 bags. I think 5 will be okay. But you can eliminate 9,095 bags from your life.
That's so true. Let's go back to that workshop today.
Right.
Children are invited for that party, for the workshop. They're going to paint the bags.
They're going to paint their faces. They're going to make column, putting their feet in the on the color. They're going to be together and they're going to laugh. And there might be some music, some volunteers are going to play. And it's just a fun time. It's a cool, fun time on opening that Earth Day week in Auroville.
But also from that, it will follow to the Thursday and 22nd of every, which is the...
It's going to be every day something. 22nd is going to be really important just because it is physically the Earth Day. Yeah. And it is going to go to the coming weekend. So it's a week stretch, long things which is going around.
Yes, but what will happen with the bags? The children are painting right now.
They will become a souvenir. We have a couple of hundreds of souvenirs ready to be exchanged amongst each other. And these bags will become part of the souvenir.
Exchange with each other? I mean?
We are planning to give gifts to people on Earth Day, which is a recycled item. And all of us, which we have been creating items in the recycling workshop, is all actually a souvenir to be given away.
You're going to give them away on the roads or in visitor center? How are you planning to do that?
Different places. There will be solar kitchen one station, Upasana would be second one, there would be visitor center one place, maybe youth center. There would be different outlets of that. And there would be also people will be chosen to distribute to... there are already people are coming and taking the gift and booking and saying, oh, that's, I have to send it to someone. You know, I'm waiting for something to have a recycled item to be gifted. And it comes with a message, says, Auroville takes small steps. And it says that make every day Earth Day. Part of it, the selected bag will be also auctioned, but will be part of the bag also would be become as a part of souvenir too. I will let my team decide that, but auction is, yeah, you're right. We have a couple of hundreds of souvenirs. I was thinking that some of the bag also will come to the souvenir box, but especially the selected bags goes for the auction. That story also continues.
How was last year?
Last year was rather quiet. This year for us, why we are making it such a noise on Earth Day, because Small Steps has just completed 3 years. And Small Steps is born on Earth Day. So for us, it's a birthday celebration of Small Steps. So there's going to be some of young volunteers have gone out of their ways and they really have ordered cake for Small Steps as a birthday cake. So there would be cake cutting ceremony. Wow. No, but last year we didn't do all this. We were just lying low and working hard, bringing the campaign forward. But this time we decided to celebrate a bit.
The date, it's coincidental or how?
We had chosen. Small Steps was consciously chosen to launch the project. And we actually, we had made that invocation for ourselves that this project goes to the gratitude to the Mother Earth. And one project is only for her. And it's more of a intention that you make it. And we had planned it that way, yes.
Nice. So I wish you happy birthday and happy Earth Day.
Thank you. Happy Earth Day to all of us. We have to work towards sustainable planet. There's no other way. Everything else can wait. The science can wait. Humanity can wait. If planet is not sustainable, nobody is sustainable.